Good morning. Another clear, cool start to the day across interior New York and New England. Even some frost in some locations again this morning with lows in the lower to mid-30s. Other locations starting in the upper 30s to around 40 degrees early this morning. We also have areas of fog developing, and the fog could lower visibility in spots, so take it easy there on the morning drive. Still, after the fog dissipates, we'll have abundant sunshine with high pressure in control all day long. That will allow temperatures to recover quickly, 4 or 5 degrees an hour, back through the 40s and 50s, well into the 60s, and some locations will just about touch the 70-degree mark for an afternoon high. That same high pressure will dominate tonight, keeping skies clear, and it will be seasonably cool, not perhaps as chilly as it is this morning, but still most locations back into the 40s. An area of high pressure aloft will then dominate the weather through the middle of the week. Starting tomorrow, more sunshine and even warmer temperatures in the mid-70s, and even in the upper 70s with sunshine pushing toward 80 on Wednesday. Some clouds will start to move in late Wednesday and Wednesday night, leading to the next front, which will arrive with the chance of showers Wednesday night and Thursday morning. And we'll still run the risk of some showers on Friday with highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Right now, the weekend looks a bit unsettled, but still temperatures in the upper 60s and lower 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough will continue to dig into the western third of the United States through the middle of the week. Much of the Intermountain West will have snow across the higher terrain over the next few days, with a vast portion of Montana getting strong winds and heavy snow as a surface low center slowly shifts northeast into southern Canada. Winter storm warnings remain in effect for much of north-central Montana, over 5,000 feet for another 4 to 8 inches of snow. Winter storm warnings are also in effect for the Colorado Rockies, where another foot of snow could fall above 7,000 feet. Meanwhile, showers and thunderstorms are expected to develop along and ahead of that cold front over the next couple of days in central and northern parts of the Plain States. There's a slight risk of thunderstorms that could produce excessive rainfall with flash flooding. And tropical moisture over Florida into the central Gulf will help produce some heavy showers and thunderstorms over the region through tomorrow morning. At Mount Washington this morning, 120 miles visibility under partly cloudy skies and 39 degrees with a north wind at 22 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, light snow and 3 above zero. In Albany on the hour, patchy fog, 40 degrees, the dew point 37. 89% relative humidity, calm wind, and the barometer at 30.39 inches, and it is rising. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 103 degrees at Death Valley and Ocotillo Wells in California to a low of 22 at Bear Lake, Idaho. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny near 70, Boston sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the lower 70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 39. The average temperature, 53. That's 2 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 0 for the month of October, 0.12 of an inch below normal for the month. 34.53 for the year, though, and that's 4.96 inches of precipitation above normal. There were 12 heating degree days in Albany yesterday, 124 for the season. That's still 53 heating degree days below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees. The average low, 45. The record high, 85, set in 1927. And the record low, 30, in 1972. Sunrise this morning, 6:54 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:34 p.m. 11 hours and 40 minutes of daylight, a loss of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid-60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the lower 70s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows in the upper 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondack, sunny and pleasant today with highs in the mid to upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog, lows in the lower 40s. For the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, pleasant today with highs in the upper 60s. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the lower 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunny and pleasant today with highs right around 70. Clear and cool tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, more sunshine, comfortably warm in the mid-70s, sunny and warm on Wednesday, some late-day high clouds moving in the upper 70s to around 80, showers Wednesday night and a few showers Thursday morning, then a mix of sun and clouds Thursday afternoon in the mid-70s, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers Friday upper 60s, a mix of sun and clouds upper 60s Saturday, and a chance of showers, perhaps a thunderstorm on Sunday in the lower 70s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.